Okay.
That's okay. He's coming. I'm a grateful addict. My name's Karen. Hi, everybody. I just want to say everything Katie said. I'm gone now. I'm just sleeping. I'm going to share a little bit about my experience, strength, and hope. When I got here, I just didn't come in here and get a guide. It's a process to me becoming to believe, you know, and that process started with me, like, doing a 90-90 and getting a sponsor. You know, a sponsorship is the heartbeat of the program. Like, you can't do this alone. You know, I heard this guy share at a convention that, like, if you don't have a sponsor, you have a pool for a sponsor. You know, I've taken bits and pieces from your story and his story and whoever's story, and like those profound things that hits me profound might not hit me profound for you. You know, and that's how I learned to build a belief system that worked in my life for me. It all started with the first step. It all started with honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. The literature says they're indispensable in order to recover from the disease of addiction. You know, Katie touched on honesty a little bit. Like, when I first got clean back in 1988, like, I lied so much. I was an obsessive liar. Like, I lied so much, I started to believe my own lies. That's how sick I was when I got here. You know? So getting honest was a process for me, you know. And thank God I stayed here long enough and did enough work that, like, when I tell the littlest bit, like, I feel guilty and shame immediately. It kicks my ass, you know. So, you have to practice these principles, you know, right there. You know, it says, you know, in the second step, it says, we came to believe in a power greater than ourselves. You know, a power greater than ourselves. And for me, when I got clean, that was you guys. That was the Narcotics Anonymous meeting. You know, we don't talk about God till the third step. You know, that's when we start talking about God. You know, I like Katie, I turn my will and my life over every day. It's the first thing I do before my feet hit the floor, before I get out of bed. And when I forget to do that shit and I'm running around like a crazy woman, wondering why, that's why. Because I'm still living in self-will at this point. You know, I got to turn my will and my life over to care God on a daily basis. Sometimes, many times a day, because God will allow me to take my will back. At any given moment. And when I do, I almost always end up in some insanity or pain, emotional pain. I don't like to feel that today. You know, I just don't like to feel that way today. And I don't have to feel that way today, you know. We have been given a set of principles and steps and traditions that's been put before us, you know, that we learn to practice in our lives on a daily basis. It's sort of like I always say to my girls, like, don't work ahead in a step. They're in order for a reason. Film in the order. You're not going to do four and then go back and do one. You know what I mean? Like, they're in order for a reason. And, I truly believe for me, I try to the best of my honesty to live in 2, 3, and 11 on a daily basis. I take that time. I take at least 15 minutes a day to meditate. So some days I'm crazy and I just have to quiet my mind. You know? And I take that time. You know, separate from my turning my will and my life over to the care of God. You know, and every time I have a situation or a life, something life-changing going on in my life, like, I always go to God, Is this what God would want me to do? Is this how He will want me to treat somebody? Is this how He will want me to talk to somebody? You know, and I have to, like, ask myself, would I want people to do that to me? No, that could hurt. That's why I'm not high, because of the way people treated me and how I felt over that. You know, what we talked about when I got pain, like, just being the disease of our feelings. You know, we used over our feelings. You know, and I share all the time, like, everything I say, I do, and I act out on starts with a thought. Everything. If we didn't think, we would just sit and not do nothing. I mean, it'd be like just existing. You know what I mean? Like, we wouldn't do anything. Everything starts with a thought. You know, and I always, like, go to God, you know, and I thank Him for everything before I ask Him for anything. You know, what I strive to do on a daily basis is to be able to go through the painful situation and still pray God and not be angry at God. You know, because life and life turns happen. Just because we get clean doesn't mean that life stops. It doesn't. I've been through a lot of, like, some big stuff in recovery, and I haven't found it necessarily easy. I'm, like, determined for the no matter what club. When I came back from a relapse, you know, one of the first things I heard was don't use no matter what in this hope. You know, because I know for me, when I had almost 8 years clean and I took that drug back to me, I became hopeless immediately. You know, everything that I learned here those first 8 years went right out the door. It didn't matter. You know, throwing a few tags away, fucking people in NA, and you know what I mean? Like, you know, that's how it was. Like, it was crazy how powerful and insidious the disease is. And it will take you out at any given moment you're out for. I have a sponsor, one of my sponsors from Pittsburgh, and he's like, why do you still go all them meetings? I'm just loving this clean. Well, it's because I'm going to stay clean. That's why I go to all the meetings. My friends are here. You know, the message of hope is here. It's not at home, it's at 9 o'clock. And I truly believe that God is going to give us so many blessings. But we only get so many at a time, you know. And I had a mom that died of cancer, and I watched her literally disintegrate. She had 85 pounds, you know. And that was a learning lesson for me, you know what I mean. And I didn't have to use those for that. You know, one of the most painful things I went through in recovery was putting my dog in. I had to foresee it. That was the most painful thing I endured in recovery. He was like my kid. He went everywhere as well. He came out here. I said, "Pack some second up. I just found your puppy, right?" And then the puppy is just coming here. I went on the website, tried to find out. I was looking for one of those names, but I didn't. They said no. So, you know, but I don't have children, so they're like my children. You know, and it's taken me a lot of years to be able to, like, feel like I've gone through that grieving process, so I can love another out of my child. And everything happens in my life for a reason, and I don't have to understand why. I have to know that that's God's will for me, and whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. You know, it's going to happen in God's time and not in my time. You know, I'm powerless over people, places, and things. That's one of the first things I learned from my life. I can't change anybody else. I can only change me. You know? And then when I started changing me, I changed how I dealt with everybody else. Because I got some new coping skills, which is a spiritual principle. You know? Life is great for us. Life is great for us. I thought I was speaking at 9 o'clock. And I said, no, 7:45. I'm not a morning person. I'm like a 9 or 10 o'clock kind of gal. I go to work at noon, you know. Like, I don't have to get up at the crack of dawn anymore, which is fine with me, you know. And I'm okay with that. So, you know, I've been in and out of Narcotics Anonymous now for half of my life. You know, I got here the first time when I was 26 years old. And it's been an education. You know, they named the basic text for a reason, you know. And when I think about that, I think about, like, you know, when I was at school, I got textbooks. What did we do with textbooks? We study them. We learn them, you know. And that's what I do. I believe in the literature. The literature is the program. We are the fellowship. Don't get it twisted, because a lot of people get caught up in everybody else, and, like, you know, I know that I'm here for me. Either everybody's not going to like me, and that's okay, you know, and I'm not going to like everybody, and that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here to recover from the disease of addiction, and if I make some friends along the way, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for putting some people in my life. I have a lot of wonderful, wonderful people in my life. You know, and I'm blessed beyond anything I could ever have imagined when I was still using. I'm so blessed, you know, and, you know, I've been through numerous surgeries in recovery and haven't found necessary to use. You know, I'm getting ready to go to another major surgery in December. You know, and I'm going to get through it, and I'm going to be okay. People are like, "Aren't you scared?" No. Why would I be scared? I wasn't scared when I was down in Baltimore City giving the dope man my money and praying to God that he came back with my dope. You know, like, why would I be scared of certain stuff? Like, people talk about, you hear people, especially people that have been here for a while, talk about that was like the fourth step, the fifth step. You're out popping and abandoned houses, shooting dope and shit, and you're worried about, like, the fourth step? Really? Really? You already lived this shit. Put it on paper and free yourself from it. You know, for real. Don't complicate it. You know, keep it simple. And that's what, like, I was taught to do. I, like, didn't get all this information on my own. You know what I mean? I was given this information through my sponsors and through, you know, just, I kept coming back. I didn't use no matter what, you know. And life is great, you know. Even on the bad days, it's better than, you know, my best day getting high. My worst day clean is better than my best day getting high, you know. And just for today, I don't ever have to go back to that. You know, I used to say all the time, using's not an option. It's always an option. It became an option, and I used it on my favorite thing. It became an option. You know, so I don't ever say, you'll never hear me say that anymore. You know, because it became, it's always an option for that, and I had a disease, always, you know, and I just, you know, I choose to, like, get on my hand. I choose to call 3 women a day, still, but that's what they told me to do when I got clean, you know, and God has saw fit to put some people in my life that show up for me and love me no matter what. So this is the only place you could go out and kill somebody and come in and get a hug, okay? Really? Really? I mean, really? Is that crazy or what? You know what I mean? We're so blessed to have this, you know? To have, like, one of the things I had to look up when I got clean was, like, the word unconditional, because everything had conditions on it when I got clean. You know, I mean, when I was using. There were conditions on everything. Everything you did for me and everything I did for you. You know, so I had to look up that word and I had to learn what unconditional meant. You know, I believe that love is the greatest spiritual principle that we have. I believe that we're supposed to lift each other up, and that's what God wants for us, not bring each other down. You know? No, you're not going to do it with everybody. No, you're not going to like what they say or do. Give them a hug anyway, so you don't get a resentment. You know what I mean? I always pray for the people if I start getting a resentment. You know, I had a resentment for a really long time against my brother. You know, but thank God I did the stuff work when I was 8 and 9. I made amends to him, and he didn't accept it, but I did that shit for me so I could free myself from it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's just some of the stuff that I learned throughout the stuff work. And I didn't, like, get to this place of this, like, spiritual belief system that I have without doing the stuff work. You gotta do some work around here if you want to stay here. You know, and that's just my opinion. And that's what works for me. You know, World Service says to share your experience, strength, and hope. You know, and that's my experience. When I stopped coming to meetings, when I started hanging out with people who were smoking pot, having a glass of wine, I did that shit long enough. Eventually, you know, I started coming to stop coming to meetings, gave up service commitments. It wasn't going to my home group, and the next thing I know, a year and a half later, I was using. Yeah. And I used for 7 more years before I got last year. You know, and like, God saw fit, because I should have been dead many, many times. You know, and God has a higher purpose for me, and I'm going to believe that. And I don't have to know what it is. I just know that I have to keep showing up for life on a daily basis. And not use, no matter what, you know, and do what the program says to do. You know, our primary purpose is to carry the message. You know, I was also told, like, the first time I got clean, I just went clean, and somebody asked me to speak, and I was down in Baltimore where I got clean, and I was like, I was scared to death. I was scared to death of everything and everybody that God was all giving me, you know. And they told me the same thing, like, you never say no. And you're asked to do something on how it's phenomenal. And you can do it, you do it. Like, I really didn't want to get up on my day off and be here. I got up at 4:30 this morning to be here. Really, I didn't. To be honest, I'm being honest. But I did it anyway. You know what I mean? And I knew a couple of the girls that sponsored me. And I brought a couple more with me. And, you know, it was all good. You know, so, you know, my life is the best it's ever been. You know, and I can take some moan about this and that and this is going on and, you know, I bought a car a year ago and the cylinder went up on the engine, so I decided to get rid of that car. That was like a red flag to me. I look for red flags in all areas of my life today. You know what I mean? So I can learn to identify what's going on. So I don't get caught up in the drama and the insanity that will cause me to be crazy, that will steal my serenity and peace. You know, I strive every day to have, if I can have a moment of peace, I mean, I'm talking total peace, then I'm blessed. Because I didn't know how to quiet my mind when I got here. It was like a hamster on the wheel. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean, how they do it at nighttime? That's where my brain was. It's taken me a long time in this process to learn to quiet my mind, and I learned to do that also through praying, through prayer and meditation, you know, and asking God to help me. Please, God, help me. Do I still think about using? Actually, in the summer when the bar doors are open. Absolutely. Oh, and I have to immediately, like, I don't wait and entertain the thought and then obsess on it and wonder why I want to use and I'm caught up in compulsion. I turn that shit over as soon as that thought comes and I don't end up in compulsion. You know, I surround myself with people in recovery. You know, I do the step work. You know, I still, you know, I'll stop rolling a couple more just for today. I'll be celebrating 11 years clean and, like, I still talk to my sponsor 2 or 3 times a week, you know? It works for me. This program can work for you, too, you know? And, you know, I don't know. Life is good. I keep it simple. I don't try to complicate things today. You know, I complicated shit when I was using all the time. You know, I don't get it twisted. You know, and I think I have a true also to remove myself from that. And ask God to give me the strength, you know, to be a better person today. I always try to be a better person today than I was yesterday, every day. You know, I try to learn something new every day. My mother told me, like, when I was young, because she's just always great at me when I was little, but she used to tell me, you're learning something new every day. You know? I thought she was crazy. Like, you know, when we're young, we're 20, and we think we know everything about everything. You know what I mean? Like, wait, Mom, okay? You know? But it's true. And like, you know, and I try to learn something new every day. Whether it's about life or whether it's about myself. You know? I treat people how I want to be treated today. You know? I love people the way I want to be loved. You know? And I think that's all I have. But thanks for letting me share.